kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Ngayong Semana Santa, maraming Filipino ang naglalaan ng oras para sa pagdarasal, pagninilay at pagsasabuhay ng kanilang pananampalataya bilang bahagi ng Kwaresma. Isa sa mga karaniwang gawain ay ang pag-aayuno na hindi lamang tradisyong panrelihiyon kundi isang personal na paraan ng disiplina at sakripisyo. Pero bukod sa espiritual na kahalagahan nito, may mga benepisyo rin ang pag-aayuno sa ating katawan at isipan. Kaya ngayon sa Healthy Pinoy, alamin natin kung paano nakakatulong ang pag-aayuno sa kalusugan at pang-araw-araw na buhay.
The morning, toasted bread and coffee. Minsan, black coffee pa nga kasi walang milk, no? Hindi ka magmi-milk. Tapos, one piece of fruit. Yung what fruit for this, for like banana. Tapos sa gabi, sa hatanghali, yung medyo meron ka ng konting fish or a bit of chicken salad. Sa gabi, parang ganun pa rin, sabaw na lang, soup. Ang dami namang available soup dito, di ba? So, sasabihan mo na ng konting bread again at saka some fruits, ganun. Hindi na tayo kakain ng masyadong marami, lalo na sa Friday.
Simula pagkabata, kinalakihan na ng 82 years old na si Erlinda Isguera mula Rockhampton, Queensland, ang mga tradisyon at pananampalataya bilang isang Roman Catholic, lalo na ngayong panahon ng Semana Santa. Tubong Bicol ang pamilya ni Erlinda at kwento niya, kahit nung bata pa ito, kasama na sila sa mga ginagawang debosyon tuwing panahon ng Kwaresma at Semana Santa. Kaya nang makarating sa Australia taong 1989, unti-unti nitong binubuhay ang kanyang kinagisnang pamumuhay sa panahong ito. Lalo't ngayon, isa na itong retired chancellor ng Catholic Diocese ng Rockhampton at ibinahagi niya ang mga nakasanayang mga ginagawa.
Kasi meron two types yan eh. Isang fasting at saka abstinence. Ang fasting, yung hindi ka masyadong kakain. You will avoid eating, having rice for dinner or something. Basta magagaang lang na pagkain. Eh, ang Pilipino, di ba, kailangan may kanin. So, that is one of the apostolates ng mga Filipino. When I first started, ay naku, ang hirap na mag-fasting kasi dapat wala kang kanin, wala ka ng puro gulay lang at saka sabaw and everything. At saka hindi ka masyadong kakain. Tayo, parang 8 times a day tayo kumakain, di ba? So, you have a light breakfast, you have a light, almost, hindi naman light lunch, pero sa dinner, light na talaga. But then again, ang fasting naman kasi is not only on food. You fast on different things, like you fast on being angry, yung mga ganyan. You fast on doing heavy things, on making sure that you are, of course, praying. Kasi ang Catholic, we, like here in Rockhampton, the cathedral is open 7 days a week. You can walk in there and do your private prayer. Ang fasting, yung iba kong mga kaibigan dito, fasting from Facebook. Walang Facebook. At saka, ang abstinence naman, yun totally, walang meat. Walang pagkain na heavy talaga. Biyernes Santo, kailangan lang talagang magnilay-nilay tayo at naka-focus tayo doon sa Passion of the Lord. Na it's the time when we remember na He was crucified on that day. And we join in the suffering.
Ngayong Semana Santa, muling ginugunita ng mga Kristiyano ang paghihirap at pagkamatay at muling pagkabuhay ni Hesukristo. Ito ang pinakaimportanteng bahagi ng Kwaresma. Sa panahong ito, mapapansin na mas maraming tao ang nagsisimba, sumasali sa prosesyon at nagdarasal. Ang iba naman ay nag-aayuno at naglalaan ng tahimik na oras para mag-isip at magnilay. Para sa marami, ang Semana Santa ay hindi lang tradisyon, kundi panahon para mas mapalapit sa Diyos at pagnilayan ang buhay. Pero bukod sa espiritual na kahalagahan nito, may mga benepisyo sa katawan at isipan. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Veronique Chatchai, accredited practicing dietitian, lecturer at researcher sa University of Queensland. Ang pag-aayuno ay napabilang sa time-restricted eating.
During a window of fasting, you are triggering the mechanism at a molecular level is triggering the resilience mechanisms in the cell. So the cell switches into a stress response, and that mild stressor, we say mild because it's not for too long, will activate certain genes that are known to code for enzymes for detoxification. So for example, antioxidant enzymes are increasing, detoxification enzymes that are in the liver. And so as a result, the cell is doing a bit of spring cleaning.
Sa panahon ng fasting, dagdag ng doktor, mahalagang sabayan ito ng pag-inom ng tubig dahil kapag nag-aayuno, nangyayari ang proseso na tinatawag na autophagy sa mga organ at tissue sa loob ng katawan, kaya malaki ang papel ng tubig sa cleansing nito.
The cell, it's recycling what it can. So old organelles, which are those particles within the cells, which are old, this is being recycled. So it's recycling what you can keep. So maybe amino acids that can be recycled. And it's promoting what we call a principle of autophagy, auto, self. Phagy means eating, so eating itself, so basically cleaning itself, eating away its waste product. And these mechanisms are then associated with better outcomes over time because you're reducing cellular waste, you're reducing toxins, you're increasing the ability of detoxifying. So the end result is kind of regenerating process.
Matapos ang fasting at bumalik na sa pagkain, mabilis na maabsorb ng cell ng katawan ng tao ang nutrisyon mula sa kinakain.
And then when the person starts feeding again, then that switching from the fasting to the feeding in itself is also a beneficial effect because the cell has been deprived of certain nutrients and then suddenly these nutrients come in and it's making the maximum of these nutrients. It's not being wasted, it's not in surplus, it's being used for the optimal function of the cells.
Kung calorie restriction practice naman ang diet na sinusunod, sabi ni Dr. Chatchai, nakakatulong ito sa aging tulad ng ginagawa ni Erlinda.
The idea here is to put the body into a mild stress. That means the body learns to do the most of what he has or of what it is receiving. And obviously all the conditions that are associated with excess fatty tissue in the body. So, you know, mild inflammation, which are all precursors of chronic disease as well. So this does not take place. And because those genes are stimulated a bit less than when you're fasting completely, but still a little bit. So again, the idea is a better antioxidant defense. So that means the ability of the body to really clean up free radicals, toxins, and so on. And the overall effect out of that is that it will slow down the aging process.
Sa karanasan ng 82 years old na si Erlinda Isguera, kwento niya, malaki ang papel ng kanyang dieta sa kanyang kalusugan kahit calorie deficit ang ginagawa.
Lalakas ang katawan mo eh, para hindi, kasi dito sa Australia, marami tayong salt, marami tayong soft drinks, marami tayong fat. So, when you avoid that, at least yung metabolism mo, is it will sort of stop gap, diba? Yung hindi masyadong mataba ang kinakain mo, or hindi ka masyadong kumakain. Nakakapagpahinga ang ating katawan sa pag-meal ng ating mga kinakain. So, mm-hmm. Nakakapagpalakas ng katawan ang fasting. Sa edad ko ngayon, you won't believe that I can still work. I can still walk.
Kung intermittent fasting naman ang ginagawa o may oras na sinusunod sa pagkain o kaya ay calorie deficit intake ang sinusunod, sabi ng doktor, maganda din ito para ma-reset ang cells at hormones.
What the Longo group demonstrated is that you don't need to go to zero calorie to have the benefits of fasting. Even just dropping at least to half what you would do normally, you're still inducing the benefits. And so the fasting mimicking diet is a diet where there's drop in calorie, but there's also a drop in the percentage of protein being consumed. And this protocol is recommended to be done once to three times per year, these 5 days, for the purpose of basically resetting those hormones that shouldn't be at high level, but also to promote the autophagy, the cell renewal, the upregulation of antioxidant enzymes.
Subalit, may paalala si Dr. Angelica Lugarta-Scott bago simulan ang fasting o pagsunod sa iba't ibang diet, lalo na kung pangmatagalan ang resulta, ang kinakailangan tulad ng pampapayat o loose weight.
Merong iba na merong mga chronic conditions, meron na yung iba na mga generally healthy. So I think yung mga generally healthy, they're fine. Pero yun siguro yung may mga chronic conditions, yung may mga diabetes, may mga liver condition or kidney conditions, it's important obviously to check with your doctor first or with your dietitian to make sure everything is okay. The schedule that you do it yung sustainable for you. Mm-hmm. And also, mag-fit in sa lifestyle mo, because that's the really important thing in terms of yung dietary modifications. Yung important yung ma-sustain mo for a long period of time. Hindi yung temporary lang, 1 month, 2 months, and hindi na kaya afterwards, di ba?
Yeah.
Ganon, yeah.
Alam ni Erlinda, hindi lang ang pisikal na kalusugan ang kailangang alagaan, nariyan din ang espiritual. Kaya ngayong panahon ng Semana Santa, importante pareho silang nabibigyan ng prioridad para magawa mo ang misyon mo sa mundong ibabaw.
I'm doing it for two things, for my faith and for my health. I would not be 82 years old, still working two days a week if I'm so weak and ano. Papasalamat ako na ganito pa rin ang aking ano. I don't feel like I'm 82. Because I still want to do something for the community and to help the young people, and hopefully that they will also follow through. Kasi kung naniniwala tayo sa ating Panginoon, maiisaloob natin kung ano ang pakiramdam ng isang taong gustong mag-save sa mankind.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.